Hi, this is Anna Welly, and this lesson is on earlier, lighter dinners, which is our focus for week one of Soul Body Bliss. And what I want to talk about in this short lesson is why we do earlier, lighter dinners, what the benefits are, and also the Ayurvedic theory behind this practice. So you'll get a little bit of background information as to kind of like more of the traditional science in Ayurveda that supports us to make this decision, and then also just how it's going to help you heal, feel better, and reach your health goals. The second part we'll talk about is how you're going to do an earlier, lighter dinner, the methods and strategies that you can use to make it happen, and then lastly, what it actually looks like, what an earlier, lighter dinner will be for you. So to start, let's look at why we're doing this. An earlier, lighter dinner is, from the Ayurvedic theory, we're basically supporting our body in its natural process for digestion and getting deeper rest and waking up feeling more energized with more clarity. So the way that it works is we follow this natural rhythm or natural cycles that happen throughout the course of every single day as the earth spins and as we slowly turn around the sun. So as we're going through these cycles and natural rhythms in the day, we are in attunement and in alignment with the natural rhythm of the earth and the sun. And as you might notice, the energy or the feeling that's present around noon, midday, you know, it's brighter, it's warmer out, the sun is bright, it's lit, everything. It's a little bit different than compared to, say, midnight. You know, at 12 o'clock midnight where it's darker, it's cooler, things are quiet, we can't see as well. And so just the same way our body naturally flows in the cycle with the earth. And from about 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., that mid-afternoon time, we have the most fire present in our body, just like the earth and the sun. So we have that much more pitta, dosha, present in our body during that time. This is the pitta cycle of the day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And pitta, this doshic energy, is resting at the base of our stomach and our small intestine. And that's the seat of pitta. And at that place in our body, we house our bile, our digestive fire, which we call agni in Ayurveda. And this agni, this digestive fire, is the strongest during this pitta time of day from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And so what that means for us is we are most able to effectively and efficiently digest our food during this time of day. And so when we're able to really break down our food in our best way, break it down, digest it, absorb and assimilate all of the nutrients, and then also efficiently and effectively create waste to move out of the body, we're supporting our body at that time to go through this natural process. And so what we want to do to support our body to do that is eat our biggest meal of the day around noon when we're most able to digest it. And secondly to that, then, we're going to have our lighter meal in the evening time. And kind of what's present in society now is that a lot of people have a fancier meal for dinner. It's kind of more of the time where we have something a little bit more complex or more appetizing or just bigger and heavier. And what that does when we eat heavier and later at night is we're basically not able to digest it. We're not able to break down that food, absorb it and assimilate it, and we're also not able to digest it in a way to efficiently move all of the waste out. So it ends up building up in our body. And this undigested material in Ayurveda we call ama. And ama is anything that's left that's undigested. It can be from food. It normally is from food, but it's also undigested emotions or thoughts or experiences. Anything that hasn't been fully processed and fully assimilated. So what happens when ama builds up in the body is it basically blocks the flow of consciousness. Because it's not assimilated and hasn't become a part of you or hasn't become the waste that's ready to be moved out, It's there creating a blockage. And this blockage can happen in a million different ways. It's really interesting because this practice of having an earlier, lighter dinner is really a key component to not only feeling your best and feeling really healthy, but also preventing so much disease and healing from any sort of issues. And it's particularly because of this issue of ama. So what ama looks like is basically when it's a physical ama, it ends up usually being kind of like a filmy plaque or a tartar. And when that shows up, it can show up physically on your tongue as there's kind of like a white layer over the tongue. Or it can show up, and when that happens, it also means that it's represented, that it's happening deeper in the body, in the digestive organs, or throughout the cells and tissues of the body. So if it's happening in the organs, in the cells and the tissues, each cell is kind of covered in that thin film or thin plaque, and that plaque is what's stopping that flow of consciousness, that flow of intelligence, that flow of light or spirit between each cell, moving from cell to cell and moving through within the spaciousness of your body. If that spaciousness is clogged with the ama, the consciousness can't flow. And that's where we create this disease or the feelings of heaviness, lethargy, grogginess, cloudiness, kind of feeling stuck or stagnant. Ama can also show up most commonly as mucus. So anywhere there's mucus in their sinuses, in the throat, in the nose, even just coughing it up from your lungs or your stomach, that means ama is present. Ama also creates inflammation. So anywhere there's inflammation in the body, especially if it's in the digestive organs, in the skin, anywhere that ama is present, there is most likely going to be inflammation present as well. Ama can also can create allergies, headaches, any sort of skin issues, eczema, rashes, even more of a reactivity towards like bug bites or allergens in the air. Excuse me. All of these things can be more present because of ama. So what our solution is this earlier, lighter dinner. The earlier, lighter dinner, number one, prevents the ama from being formed because you're having your main meal at lunch and then you're just having something early and light, easy to digest in the evening time. You're less likely to have all of this buildup that's going to happen over the course of the night. And then secondly, you're supporting your body to go ahead and digest the ama or even just digest everything that just naturally occurs throughout the process of life, throughout, you know, living every day. And it supports your body to kind of cleanse everything out on that interior, that cellular level as you're sleeping at night. So we have that pitta phase of the day that happens from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then it happens again from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., pitta comes back into play. And pitta is this essence of this fire energy. Only when it happens in the middle of the night from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., pitta shows up as these more of these intercellular fires. It's more of a metabolism, would be the comparison in the Western world. And very specifically, it also shows up in the liver, the blood, and the pancreas. So while you're sleeping at night, the blood and the liver want to really go through and clean house. They want to basically take away everything that's ready to be, shed and rid from the body, from the tissues and organs, and cleared out through the body, through the system, so that when you wake up in the morning, you pee, poop, clean out your mouth, brush your teeth, all of that. And everything is just ready to be cleared and cleansed from the body to start fresh in the next day. And when you're having an earlier, lighter dinner and your body isn't really taxed to focus on that a big meal, instead that lighter dinner is going to support yourself to kind of easily digest and have it move through the digestive tract and then free up that energy and that space to do all of the rest of that intercellular metabolic fire to support your body in clearing house and then waking up feeling more clear, fresh, radiant, energized, and really like a clean slate for the day. So this earlier, lighter dinner has so many things going for us. It's going to, like we said, prevent ama from getting built up. It's going to support the body in burning those toxins, burning out ama, burning out the waste from the body, and clearing it out efficiently. And healing on any sort of deeper level that needs to be done. So if there's anything that's going on, if you have an autoimmune disorder, if you have PCOS, if you have thyroid dysfunction, if you have anxiety or depression, and anything that's happening even on a more of a mental or emotional level, the earlier, lighter dinner is going to support your body in creating that more of that clarity within itself to move consciousness in on a deeper level and support the body to heal and then thrive. And also, if anybody wants to lose weight, this is by and far the most, one of the most important practices that you're going to want to do, is just shift your food to be earlier and lighter in for your evening meal. Okay, so that's why we want to do it. So secondly then is, what does this look like? What does an earlier, lighter dinner show up as? And for the most part, we want to aim to have dinner at about 6 p.m. and at least 3 hours before you go to sleep. And we're also in this Ayurvedic rhythm and cycle lining up with the earth and the sun. We want to go to bed early as well. So we're going to aim for dinner to be around about 6 o'clock or even earlier if you really have some bigger needs of either losing weight or supporting your body to heal. But 6 o'clock is just kind of the average ballpark that we aim for. And then lighter is basically going to be things that are easy to digest. So that can be, number one, one-pot meals. Things that are already cooked together, that are kind of in this more of this mono diet, that are already being digested and broken down together in the pot, that's going to be the easiest thing to digest. So that can be like stews, soups, khichdi, which is a really a famous Ayurvedic, very healing, nurturing food, very nourishing, all cooked in one pot, easy to digest. It can be living soups or raw soups that you can make in your blender, and there's a bunch of those in the recipe booklet that you get. And then it also might be salads. Light, easy to digest. We want to make them more vegetable-based, or the focus is more on vegetables rather than proteins, fats, or carbohydrates. And the more liquid that it is, the lighter it's going to be, the kind of more easily it's processed and digested by the body. So that, again, would be soups. It might be something more brothy, maybe a miso soup, or even doing a smoothie. If you're focusing on vegetables, it can be the salads, the roasted vegetables, any sort of seasonal vegetable, maybe a little bit of rice or beans. And you want to make it very simple. So only a few ingredients, not something complex or not something too complicated, not the type of fancy thing of when you like go out to a restaurant and they've got, you know, a different sauce here and there and sprinkles of this and that or whatever. It's just simple, basic. You'll have less protein, less of those healthy fats, and less of the grains. And basically, you just want to put less pressure on the agni, less that you have to digest. So it's simple, easy, and kind of light. As far as earlier then, well, actually, also with the lighter side, it might also just mean having smaller portions. So if you are used to having a lot of protein or healthy fat or anything like that in the evening, a good approach to do is also just kind of make the portion smaller and move part of that portion into your lunch serving instead. As far as earlier, there are two approaches to go about this. One of them is to just go cold turkey. and make the shift. If you're eating dinner right now at say 8 o'clock or 8:30, you just go cold turkey and restructure your schedule to have dinner on the table at 6 p.m. And for those of you that have these goals to lose weight, this is going to be your method. You're going to go straight to 6 o'clock dinner and no snacks, no dessert, nothing after you're done eating. For anyone that wants to take a slower approach, you'll do the Kaizen method and just make 15-minute increment changes based off of, you know, every week or two whenever you feel successful with your new dinner time. So if you're having dinner at 8 o'clock right now, then your new dinner time this week will be at 7:45. And to make that happen, whichever method you're using, you're going to want to set yourself up to structure this new behavior and basically just get smart and strategic about how you're going to make this happen, how you're going to make the new dinner time happen. So if you're going to have dinner at 6, that probably means that you're going to want to be in the kitchen at 5 o'clock preparing your dinner, preparing your meal. So to make that happen, that might mean, you know, make sure that you've already got your groceries ready to go. You know what you're going to cook. You've planned out the meal, and you might even set an alarm to remind yourself, all right, it's 5 o'clock. I'm walking into the kitchen now to start marinating or roasting or whipping up my soup or whatever it is you're going to do. So those are the basic methods on how you're going to prepare your food, what it's going to look like, and setting yourself up to do it, and then why we go for these earlier, later dinners, the reasons behind it. So if you need support, we'll tap into that on our weekly call. And if you have any questions as well, feel free to post them on the forum, and it would be great to talk about it. All right, thanks, and best of luck. I look forward to talking about it in the future.